Welcome back to Risky Business. This is episode 12.
Week 11 of college football. We're into November already. Week 10 of the NFL. I originally had five plays coming into the day, but got talked into a sixth. I think you had six plays. Should be a good episode. A lot of good matchups to watch that include buys and rest. So pay attention to that. That's huge when you're betting football, when you're betting anything, really. But pay special attention to that this week. And this episode is being recorded on November 6th, 2024. And please remember to always gamble responsibly. Let's look over the records from last week. I went 3-5. I moved to 26-30, so I'm 4 under. But it's okay because I'm going to go 5-0 this week and we'll be positive at this time next week.
Oh, okay.
D, a little 500, 4-4. 31-29, maintaining that +2 margin.
Yeah, that's the one game that had me just bad beats of all bad beats was when Drake May forced overtime. We were actually playing zombies at the time, and I couldn't, of course, Andrew's on, so they're watching it because his wife's a Patriots fan. I could not believe they converted that and got the touchdown and went to overtime.
Yeah. Your heart probably sank a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Also, it needs to be said, people, if we both agree on something, do not play it. We both played Navy and the Eagles to cover, and it did not hit on either of them. So
yeah, if
you gotta not listen to
that. We did it last week, and we did it earlier in the year, and it's just not worked out. So that's a trend.
Yeah, don't. If we agree on something, go against it.
Free money.
except for Army, you can. True. Army has always been
Army
true.
And Indiana are the ones you can't.
Correct.
Yeah. But yeah, last week Indiana goes up to MSU, smacks them around, gets down 10-0.
Spots them 10.
No big deal. We'll just go 45, 49 straight points on you. Like you're not even there. It's unreal. Like, I thought that might be a reality check for them and actually have to sweat out a close game and overcome adversity, but I guess they had a little adversity in the first quarter and they rose up to the challenge. I mean, that was the first time they've trailed all year. It was when they were down 10-0.
Yeah, the first adversity was not having the quarterback the previous week, and then this time they got down 10-0. I wonder if Cigarette's just setting it up for them so that they're ready for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I mean, the way they're playing, they could totally beat Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State hasn't impressed me all that much, as, you know, they're the most paid team in the college football.
Right.
And they have all these athletes, and they're inking out wins against a mediocre Penn State offense. I mean, there's nothing special from what I've seen about Penn State.
No, they're the exact same Penn State team that shows up every year. This is what the college football playoff was made for, was teams like Penn State. That's why I took them to make the playoff. Free money. They win every game they're supposed to and lose the big one.
But you can still use it as a judging rod for Ohio State and realize, okay, maybe Ryan Day's not the coach they're hoping he's going to be because they don't look that good.
Yeah.
They don't pass the eye test. That game, and I think it's in Columbus with Indiana, right?
It is.
That's going to be wild. But anyway, I digress.
Oh, another thing we got to talk about, Army. This was a very, very, very bad beat. You know, we record this pod on Wednesday night every week, and so our picks are locked in from Wednesday to Saturday before the games start. And I pull up my phone Saturday at like 11 a.m., and on my Twitter it says, Army starting star quarterback out today due to an illness.
Yeah.
Like, Sweet.
So I almost don't count that as a loss for us, except I think the odds went down to 18.5, and I totally would have played 18.5. So
they would have covered 18.5.
Would they have?
Yeah, they won by
20. I thought they won by 18.
Oh.
I thought they won 21-3 or something.
Regardless, they almost covered still with their back at the original line from Wednesday with their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So
that was just that.
If their quarterback plays, they would have covered all day long. It's just really
and we can't predict that. So
you know, I mean, an illness. Like, are you kidding me? You play for Army. You gotta be tough, man.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, we're hanging around 500 in all of our weeks, so we're chipping away, though.
NFL-wise, I backed the Cowboys in a must-win situation, and my conclusion is that Mike McCarthy is fat.
And Dak Prescott has a wild hamstring, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not great for the fantasy team.
Both
of our fantasy teams, because CeeDee Lamb... He's going to take a hit
Cooper
there.
Rush is good. You're good. Yeah, but the Commies are still good.
Yeah, they covered for you.
And, yeah, that Eagles game, we don't even have to talk about it. It's just Eagles.
Eagles were up 22.
Eagles, Nick Sirianni. I hate Nick Sirianni.
Yes. Terrorist for sure. Eagles up 22-0 and eke out a win by 5. Missed a field goal at the end that would put them up 8. They went for 2 a bunch of times and didn't get it. If they would have just kicked extra points, we would have covered.
Yeah, they chased points for sure.
I don't
want
to talk about it.
Anyway, I'll start us off for college because I have 3 plays.
Do it.
I will do one that you're not doing. Georgia at Ole Miss. I apologize to Kirby Smart and Georgia. If they're not named Kentucky or Alabama... Georgia still rules. I don't know what the line was against Florida, but they ended up winning by more than double digits.
I think it was like 15 or something for Florida.
So it was close. Don't know if they covered. But they are playing at Ole Miss, 3:30. Ole Miss is frauds. And I know Carson Beck's a fraud, and all he does is throw picks. Like, it's his job. But... Georgia's going to beat Ole Miss by more than 2.5.
I would agree. You know what Ole Miss is?
They're overrated.
They're the Penn State of the SEC.
Every year they're top 10.
Yep, they beat all the teams they should, then they lose the big one.
Yeah, it just 2.5 just kind of stood out to me. I think Georgia wins by more than a field goal. They're going to beat Ole Miss.
Talent-wise, Ole Miss... cannot hang with Georgia. They're not 2.5 points within talent-wise. And Georgia's not a team that's going to be intimidated by the road atmosphere. I mean, it's Georgia, for crying out loud. They play in every... They've been to Texas and Alabama already this year, so... I was thinking about playing this one, but Georgia hurt me last time, so I'm staying away.
Can't blame you, but... I apologize to Georgia until they play anybody named Bama again.
Yeah, they don't lose to teams not named Bama. So
I figured if I'm going to take a money line, I might as well take them to cover.
Yeah, Hotty Toddy in trouble this week.
Yeah, Jackson Dart.
Let me go to another 3:30 game on Saturday. The Michigan Wolverines traveling to Hoosier Land. Indiana's laying... 14.5 right now to Michigan, which is, if I would have thought I'd be saying that at the beginning of the year, I would have said you're crazy. But I just have to do the mandatory Indiana play. They've covered every single week. They haven't won a game by less than 14 points all year. So, with that said, I'm going to alt-line this. I don't love the 14.5 because Michigan is playing a little better these days and just presents enough talent to give Indiana some fits. So, I'm going to alt-line this down to 13.5 and play that at minus 130. So, you don't lose too much value and you get on the right side of the number. I do think Indiana wins by 14. Like, it's probably going to be 14 exactly. So, I just... the coaching difference. I mean, I think Kurt Cignetti's going to coach circles around, not necessarily Sharone, but Wink and Campbell.
Did you see Wink today?
Oh, yeah. He's got the most arrogant ego of...
That's just a sign of a bad coach. That's a sign of a coach that doesn't take responsibility for his actions.
Yeah, I don't need either of those coordinators back.
The Post, for those that don't know, he was asked about Michigan's tackling, and he said, "Oh, it doesn't look bad to me. I thought we've done fine," which is insane because Michigan's defense from last year to this year is just criminal.
Yeah, he's wasting like three first round draft picks on the defense.
Yeah,
which is
criminal,
war crimes. So yeah, give me Indiana. I know Davis Warren played really well actually against Oregon, but he's a loose cannon. I mean, he could throw. It's been a while since he's thrown a pick.
I don't know. Maybe he calmed down and it's just accepted that he can only take checkdowns or throws to Colson Lumlin, but I don't. it's
feels,
a tough play.
I feel bad. I don't want to play against my team, but
The only reason I'm not is because how they played against Oregon, and I know Oregon's got a better defense than Indiana, and probably still a better offense than Indiana, I'd venture to say.
Yeah.
And no, Michigan's defense, didn't really stop anybody. But if Indiana gets off to a slow start again, I could totally see it being a 10-point game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I respect it. I do not respect myself for going away from always playing Indiana. That's on me.
He didn't want the free square this week.
Well, yeah, I said
that. He wants to earn it the hard way.
I said no free money. So I'm not playing it, but you should totally – this is a good sign, people. We're both not playing Indiana.
It's true. It's true.
So you should totally take it. Let's move to the state of Kansas.
Kansas?
Feels like easy money.
Who the fill is Kansas playing?
I'm glad you asked. Iowa State. Iowa State is only 3-point favorites on the road at Kansas. I understand Iowa State just lost. They're not that bad. Kansas is horrible.
Who did Iowa State just lose to?
Iowa State. I'm glad you asked. You know, I had it pulled up and then it went away. 330. Iowa State. Kansas is 2-6. Last week, Iowa State. And it's not pretty. So don't. They lost to Texas Tech 23-22.
Texas Tech is sneaky good. They've actually been decent this year.
No, Iowa State isn't blowing anybody out. They're the fraudiest, ranked teams. But, man, oh, man, Kansas, it feels like everybody's just... the people are reviewing last week too much. They only lost to Kansas State by 2, but that's a rivalry game, and Iowa State lost. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like, oh, I feel like Kansas has really turned it on. Why? Because they beat Houston 42-14. I mean, they put up points and they make games kind of close, but I just don't feel like they can.
Yeah. What time is that game?
3:30.
Yeah, as long as it's not a night game, mm-hmm. I don't see why not. Iowa State's a good team. They're going to bounce back after a loss.
2-6, just, it hurts. Taking any team, it's kind of like the BYU game. They're not favored, but it's like, why is it this close?
Yep.
So, yeah, give me the Cyclones.
Interesting. A little Big 12. We haven't had much Big 12 action.
Not much to watch in the Big 12 these days now that Oklahoma and Texas are gone.
And Utah sucks.
Yeah, who's winning that this year?
BYU. BYU, I think.
Iowa State was.
Or don't say it, but Colorado?
I don't want to talk about that.
All right. Are you good in college?
No, I got one more.
All right.
You do too.
Oh, I do. You're right.
It's the same one, so you might as well just say it.
The autoplay of the week, Army, Saturday 3:30, Army at North Texas. Army laying 5.5 on the road. Give me Army. Last week was their first week not covering, and it was only because, like we said, backup quarterback, weird sickness. So as long as he's back and playing, we will be good.
Yeah, Bryson Daly's actually, like, super good for Army. He's perfect for him. He's a leader. He can throw the ball. He's a super physical runner. He's actually one of the most athletic quarterbacks, I can't believe I'm saying this, in the country.
Really?
Yeah. He's really fun to watch.
Is he he's just Jalen Milroe at Army.
He, I think, was second or third leading rusher last year at quarterback behind Jaden Daniels and Castellanos.
I did not know that.
And this year he's kind of kept pace except for that bye week. The week he was sick.
Yep.
So unlike Navy, I hope everybody noticed that Navy's not on this because screw Navy. We hate America. But we love Army.
The anchors are back in the boat.
I think Army will be our team. Army's going to be fine. Army's going to be fine, and you can play. I promise you can play Army.
So North Texas, I was looking at their resume. They've hung with some good teams. They've played Tulane, who's one of those teams like Army, who's knocking on the door to get in the college football playoff. They hung with Tulane. I think it was like a touchdown game. And North Texas can score, and that is evident in the total. The total for this game is at 63.5. 63.5 is an insane total for a service academy game. You know, I don't know when the last time I've seen a total that high with Army, but it's going to be a points fest, and I think Army's going to be able to get a few stops to where they can.
Yeah, Army's got a decent defense, so that actually surprises me.
Yep.
But I'm not going away from them to cover.
Yeah, just Army cover. It's safe. It's for sure. Keep the train rolling.
Yeah, we can roll NFL now. I think we both have three plays. Who wants to go first?
I can do it. Sunday, 1 o'clock. A nice gross NFC South matchup. Falcons at the Saints. Feels like the Falcons are playing a division game every single week.
That's great because I picked them to win the division.
It's true.
And no, I picked their over actually. And then I parlayed the division winners. Who's my last one? The Bengals. I apologize, people.
Yikes. Falcons at Saints. Saints are 3.5 point underdogs, and I'm gonna take the Saints here. I know you're saying, what the heck? They just lost to the Panthers. And yeah, that is a little bit nerve wracking. This division, yeah, they always get up for divisional games. They're always close, tightly contested, even if the skill gap is a little big. My main reason I'm betting this, though, is they launched their trash coach into the sun. So now you've got Darren Rizzi taking over. He's a special teams coordinator, fiery guy. I think the players will respond. I think they'll rise up, and it's kind of similar to when you bench your starting quarterback and put in the backup. The team always gets a bump. Well, now here's your new coach bump. It's a 1 week bump, and I think they give the Falcons all they can handle. So give me 3.5 with the home team.
Betting the Rizzler, huh?
Yeah, and the Falcons have to come down. Like, the Falcons aren't as good as they've been playing recently. They're gonna lose a game eventually.
They're getting to 10.5 over very quickly. Don't hate it, because then the Falcons can still win, so I'll ride with it. I can totally see Young Week Who walking it off, and they'll win by 1, 2, or 3. That's still a cover.
Yep. I can see this game going to OT, too. Can you see that?
Their car I don't trust.
Yeah. There's no way he can be as bad as he was last week, right?
Yeah, he can probably kill one more receiver. That's the problem. Isn't Olave dead?
Yeah, I think so.
What was his injury designation?
Probably cracked skull.
Fractured cranium. Okay. I'm going to go to your wife's favorite team.
Uh-oh.
And my least favorite team.
Sound the horn. How fun was that on Sunday
night? I watched it.
How many times did you hear that ridiculous Viking horn?
I heard the skull and the horn, and I just don't like the Colts. They hurt me. We've talked about this with Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco. That was a horrible performance on the Joe. The Vikings didn't even play that great.
We benched Joe Flacco, though, in your fantasy, so.
Yeah, that did nothing. But yes, he did get negative. I know. Rodgers and Devontae were my two highest scorers until Monday night with
D-Hop.
Which, it's looking like D-Hop might pan out.
That's so annoying you got him.
Oh, stop. You have three stud receivers. Anyway, I digress. The Colts suck. Vikings didn't play great. They're going to look sharp against the Jags. The Jags died last week, giving it their all against the Eagles. They covered. They didn't deserve to cover. They're not covering, even though they're home against the Vikings. Aaron Jones is going to get two tuds this game.
Yeah.
Don't bet that, but bet the Vikings the cover.
What are you getting them at?
Four.
Four.
Okay. At -112.
Okay. I've seen it at like 5 and 5.5 earlier in the week, so.
I wonder why it's coming now.
Four is what do they know? Four is doable. Duval's just a weird place.
I don't like Trevor Lawrence, and Brian Flores is gonna cook him.
Probably. Trevor is
he's bad at football.
He's one of the most surprising busts in my lifetime.
Yeah, it was written out, surefire Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he kind of felt like this is gonna be another Peyton Manning type kind of guy. And he's just been, I know it's not a great situation in Jacksonville, but there's worse situations.
Yeah. So you roll with your next pick.
Staying in the 1 o'clock hour, Broncos at the Chiefs. Broncos are 8-point underdogs on the road, and I'm going to take them in this divisional clash. The big reason I'm doing this is because, the total is at 41.5 for this game. It's not a crazy low total, but it's pretty dang low for a spread of 8 points. So, if you're telling me there's only going to be 41 total points scored, give me the team that's getting 8. It's also a divisional game, so rivalry teams are going to get up for it. Also, the Broncos just got murdered on Sunday and embarrassed by the Ravens. Kind of a reality check for them. So I think they come out here and play a lot more solid game and give the Chiefs. The Chiefs, all they do is play close games. Like, they very well could have lost to the Bucs on Monday night.
Should have.
Yeah, I think 8 points is too much here in a divisional game. And another thing that you got to factor in is Monday Night Football. Chiefs were just on that and played an OT game. So it's a short week for the Chiefs. It's a get-right spot for the Broncos. Give me the Broncos +8.
The only pause I have, and I don't know if it's enough to stop, Steve Spagnuolo against Bo Nix might just be murder.
Yeah, Bo Nix did get cooked pretty hard by the Ravens defense last week.
That's not very good.
And the Ravens defense is, it's weirdly enough, it's not amazing this year.
You know what I'm saying? Spag, you feel like he's going to tee off. But
on a rookie quarterback, but as long as he can use his legs, get outside the pocket,
run it with Javonte, yeah. The whole point of the game is going to be, like, limiting the Chiefs' possessions, like all Chiefs games. So if they run it with Javonte, move it. They still have Sutton. Like, he's fine.
Yeah. And the Broncos have a good – they got exposed by Lamar, but
who doesn't? Look at me trying to hype you up. 8's a lot, though. 8's a lot, especially for division. We talked about this division. Desperate, dog.
Exactly. It didn't work for the Giants.
Thank goodness. The Commies won. Speaking of that, let me roll with it. I cannot believe I'm doing this.
Yeah, this is kind of a...
I cannot believe I'm doing this.
This is the side I would be on, though, if I was going to play this game.
I'm taking Pittsburgh +3 at -118 at the Commanders. It's kind of the same thing as what I was just telling you with Bo Nix. Now, obviously, I think Jaden Daniels is much better than Bo Nix. At some point, the Commanders are going to come to earth. Steelers got a defense. That'll travel. And Russ just looks decent at Pittsburgh. And they just picked up Mike Williams, by the way. I don't know if that'll make a difference. But they did.
That's a net negative.
But they did pick up like another guy just to grab a defender so Pickens can go one-on-one. Because Pickens is one of the best hands in the league.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah, I wouldn't say like he's S tier by any means yet, but man, that one catch he made 2 weeks ago where it didn't count was such a man's catch. Like it was, it should have been a catch. But the Steelers, they've been the kings of mediocrity, and I've made fun of them for the last 5 years for just being mediocre but always having a winning record. I don't know. They seem better this year, and Russ seems like his moon ball's back.
He looks like vintage Russ back with the Seahawks. Gosh, I don't know. Would you hate if I played this with you and screwed it up for us?
No, I would not. Because you wouldn't screw it up for us. Just people don't play it. How about that?
Right, that's fair. I don't know if I'm good.
I'm telling you, the Steelers look good.
It's like, that feels like a really good spot for this.
And the Commanders, okay, this is what I'm talking about. The Commanders should not have beat the Bears. The Bears. So if the Bears can hang with them on the road, yeah, why can't the Steelers?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Come on, what's one extra play?
I do only have 5. This would make 6.
There you go.
Give me Steelers plus 3.
No, oh, he's here. He's him. Okay. So now, people, bet the Commanders to cover by 10.
Yeah. We're testing the algorithm this week.
So you go ahead with the...
I'm going to jump to Sunday Night Football.
Oh, do you want me to do the last 1 o'clock or no?
Nah, that's fine.
Okay.
Jumping to Sunday Night Football, Lions at Texans. This is going to be a really fun game to watch. You've got a Texans team that's coming off a Thursday night loss, so they get extra rest. And you've got a Lions team coming off an emotional win in Green Bay in the rain and grossness. Lions are 3.5-point favorites on the road. I think that's about right, so I'm not going to touch that. But the total looks a little low. 49. I don't know. Anytime the Lions are below 50, it piques my interest. Obviously, last week was different because it's in the rain and the monsoon, but 49 with two, I would call, high-powered offenses. Give me the over 49 in this game.
Yeah. Mixon won't do a ton, but Nico was playing like the best receiver in the league before he got injured. I don't know. The Texans scare me because I don't think they're as good as advertised, like as good as their record.
Correct.
And it's Nico's first week back, but it could be, hey, if he's back, he's totally healthy, he's ready to go, he's going to be the spark they need. The only pause I had for that is Lions got some headhunters in their secondary.
Literal.
They might take him out.
Dan Campbell bringing his bounty gate with him up from
New Orleans. My gosh. Yeah, so I like the over two because if there's anything we know about the Lions defense, they typically give up
points. Or they create a pick six, or they create a short field for their offense.
And
they've
their offense is
a lot of turnovers.
Their offense is clicking so well right now.
Yeah, I wrote in here, the only thing that can stop the Lions offense is themselves. If they were to do some like stupid false start penalties or drops, i.e. the Packers last week, that's the only thing that's going to slow them down. So, I don't know. I feel like it's Sunday Night Football. It's in a dome. It's going to be fast.
And the Lions show up for prime time. We know
they
this.
Do. They do. I have no doubt the Lions are going to get their points. It's my worry is the Texans. Can they hold up their end of the bargain? But they're coming off of extra rest.
What did they do against the Packers? What was that game total? If you know off the top of your head.
C.J. Stroud had 87 passing yards against the Packers, so...
But I feel like...
But they scored a decent amount because the Packers gifted them a muffed punt on the 2-yard line. So that was inflated score. I think they put up like 20 or something on the Packers.
But Nico was gone.
And that was on the road. Yeah, Nico was gone. I don't know.
And the Texans, like you said, are going to have to be sharp because they just got embarrassed by the Jets.
Yes.
Like, they had the worst record in the league at that time.
Yeah. This is a scheduled loss for the Lions. But the Lions are just such a juggernaut this year that they might just win. You know?
For sure.
You look at this one on the schedule early in the year, it's like, that's a scheduled
loss. That's what I was going to say, because especially, the Lions are acting like the Green Bay game was a Super Bowl more than the Cowboys game. Like, I figured they would... Like, the Cowboys game, they came off it, and they were kind of like, oh, business as usual. We didn't draw any special plays up. They just gave us the looks, and we ran those offensive lineman plays. They're now all buying shirts of the Brian Branch birds. They got Amon-Ra with Green Bay sucks. Jared Goff is super outspoken about it, and it's like, guys, it's week 9.
We'll see you in 4 weeks in Detroit.
Well, that's just the weird thing to me is why is it such an emotional win? Yes, I understand it's division. Green Bay's been your kryptonite, but none of these guys know that. None of these guys were here for that besides Taylor Decker.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is a big win and everything, but yeah, like you said, there's a lot of season left, and their goals and aspirations our Super Bowl. It's not division championship.
Yeah, it's not winning in Lambeau. Yes, that's huge, but like you said, last year they had a super impressive game in Lambeau. Green Bay kind of came back, but you knew who the better team was. Yep. And then at Thanksgiving they got embarrassed. It's like, okay, well, I wouldn't celebrate like they did unless they beat them twice like they did.
Yeah, you can celebrate like that if that's the second game. If you don't play them anymore, that...
So that feeds into, was it too emotional for him? I think Dan Campbell's the best coach at preparing his guys to be ready for the next week. And J-Mo back, the flashy toy back.
Ooh, yeah, that...
That helps with the
other. I didn't think about that, but good call.
The flashy toy's back. All right, enough Lions breakdown. Let's get to the last game on the schedule. Another 1 o'clock game for me. I'm taking the Niners, Bucks over 50.5. I don't know. I really like the Bucks' offense this year. Baker's good at getting points, even with nobody alive. I don't think Mike Evans is back, and we know Chris Godwin's dead.
Yeah.
What's Mike's injury status? Do we know?
I think he's back the next week.
Either way, the beauty with gunslingers is they'll throw picks and they'll put people in good situations. Listen, the Niners have been bad this year. People are calling them overrated, me one of them. I think McCaffrey and company are going to hang a lot. And I'm just hoping that the Bucks can hang enough, maybe get to 17 or 20, and we'll hit the over to 50.5. Give me the over.
Yeah, the Niners coming off a bye is the big point.
Getting healthy.
Yeah, getting healthy, getting right, giving Kyle Shanahan 2 weeks to scheme up offense against the terrible Bucks defense with McCaffrey. I think you could see an explode. I think this is a statement. It's hard to say it's a statement game for the Niners against a bad Bucks team and an injured Bucks team this year, but the Niners are muddling around. They need this win.
They have too many good players.
Yeah.
Give me the over in this game.
50.5, you said?
It's a lot. It's probably my least favorite bet of the week, but I'm sticking with it.
It'll be the one that hits with no sweat.
Yeah.
Just watch.
Yeah. It'll, like, first quarter's over and it's 21-7.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, perfect. 21-7 Bucks, that's even better.
Right, yeah, because then the Niners got to catch up.
Yeah, but, man. Props from the last 2 weeks for the Buccaneers. Cade Otton has been an absolute unit.
Yeah, he's kind
of
come out of
the... He's looking like the best tight end.
Who's got him in fantasy?
Someone picked him up. I think Mosh did.
Okay. Yeah, he puts up stats.
Dude, and his catches, he takes brutal hits. Because, once again, gunslingers don't care if you get injured. Hence why everybody on the Bucs is injured. But yeah, like, it's been impressive.
Yeah, we'll have to see. The Bucks just have to right the ship, stay afloat till Evans can come back. Once they get Evans back, they'll be fine.
But yeah, losing the Falcons twice kind of murdered their season.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we'll see. I don't know.
All right, so you talked me into Steelers. I guess I kind of talked myself into that as, yeah. Steelers plus three. Okay. My plays for the week go as follows. Indiana, alt-line to minus 13.5 at minus 130. Army, covering the 5.5-point spread at North Texas. Saints, covering 3.5 against the Falcons. Broncos, covering plus 8 against the Chiefs. Steelers, covering plus 3 against the Commies. And the Lions going over their total. Lions and Texans going over their total. So am I playing? Hold on. Okay. Six. We've got two favorites in college and then three underdogs in the NFL with a point total.
The underdogs have done good this year.
And the, yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's the move. Playing the underdogs in the NFL.
I have... In college, oh, my phone just grabbed an ESPN update. Army as well. Georgia 2.5 at Ole Miss. Thankfully, it's not a night game. At minus 115. Iowa State minus 3 on the road at Kansas at minus 108. Vikings minus 4 at minus 112 at the Jags. Steelers plus 3 at the Commanders minus 118. In the Niners-Bucks game, I'm taking the over. Give me the points. I need points. Yeah, word to the wise, stay away from... You can bet Army. Stay away from the Pittsburgh game. It'll just make you angry.
Yeah. Can't take the one we're playing together.
But with that said... Have a good week betting. By the way, with college basketball being back, I might just sprinkle one in one of these days. Might just do
it. A little crop dusting.
Yeah, a little dusty May. We'll see, because this is a football podcast. This is literally just off the top of my head. But we're here. Sometimes we need wins, and sometimes we'll find them anywhere we can get them.
Amen to that.
I was considering, like, an anytime touchdown score in the Panthers-Giants game, you could get Tracy Jr. at plus 100.
He's the lead back right now, right?
For the Giants.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Plus 100 is, like, the best odds of what would be on my play sheet.
Yeah.
The best value.
Uh-huh.
So I might,
is
in coming weeks.
Is that a rushing shot or a receiving?
Anytime.
Wow.
In the coming weeks, I might flirt with one of those.
Getting a little risky there.
Eh, you never know. But we try to, you know, put the work in and give games that, you know, everybody likes to just bet games and set up parlays during the weekend, which that's at least what we like to do, so I figure a lot of people like to. Everybody in our fantasy chat seems to. So. With that said, have a good week. And we will catch you in the next one.